The Hoosier behind a sports medicine first. Tommy John surgery on this moment of Indiana history. From little leaguers to professionals, there's hope after injuring an elbow. Increasingly, and at a younger age, baseball players are turning to a surgical procedure first performed in 1974. What physicians refer to as ulnar collateral ligament, or UCL, reconstruction is better known as Tommy John surgery. The namesake of the career-saving procedure is an Indiana Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher. Born in Terre Haute in 1943, Thomas Edward John Jr. rose to local fame in high school hoops, capturing the city's record for most points in a single game. Graduating from Gertzmeyer High School as class valedictorian, John turned down a basketball scholarship to pursue baseball, playing first for the Cleveland Indians and subsequently for the Chicago White Sox, the LA Dodgers, and the New York Yankees. The 6'3" Hoosier put in more than 26 seasons in the major leagues. The sixth most winning left-handed ball player in major league history, John enjoyed 288 career victories. He is best known, however, for the innovative surgery that he underwent after rupturing a ligament in his left elbow in 1974. Dr. Frank Jobe replaced the blown ligament with a tendon from John's right forearm. Sitting out the 1975 season, John exceeded the wildest expectations for his recovery by returning to the Dodgers in 1976. John logged 164 career wins after surgery, retiring in 1989. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.